I'm Robert Vries of the CEO Show. Welcome to Inside the Brand. This is a weekly show where you will meet the brains behind the greatest brands in the world. Our sponsor of Inside the Brand is EuroRSCG Discovery, a leader in advertising, marketing, and the communications arena. My co-host is Dennis Trajanos, who is at the intersection of executive recruiting and marketing. So now let's kick off and welcome our guests.
Hi, this is Robert Vries on Inside the Brand from the CEO Show, and we're with Todd Simon. How are you, Todd?
Hi, Robert. I'm great to be here.
And Todd is the fifth generation for Omaha Steaks. Actually, your great-great-grandfather founded.
Right, my great-great-grandfather in 1917, so we're going on 95 years.
Now, so what everyone wants to know, I mean, you've given me one great tip, which is only turn a steak over once. That's great for everyone. But the next question is, there are a lot of family businesses in America. What advice do you have on running a great family business?
Well, I think the first thing is that every family member that's in management in the business has to have a clearly defined role. And then as a family member in the business, as an owner of the company, you really have to set the example. You have to do more than just about anybody else. And I remember when I came into the business at age 20, my dad told me that, you know, I'm going to be expected to fail. I'm going to be expected to be sort of the ne'er-do-well, you know, entitled family member. And as a result, my behavior has to actually be the exact opposite. I have to be the very best, the most endearing, the hardest worker, the person who comes in the earliest and stays the latest, and to set a tone like that within the organization.
Okay, and I'm with Clive McLean, my co-host, so go ahead, Clive.
Hey, Robert. Yeah, question for you, Todd. The business has been around for a long time, and it's obviously been the leader in the category over all these years. What are the most significant changes and hence the challenges that you've had in keeping the brand contemporary, keeping it current?
Well, what's really interesting, Clive, is that we sell steaks, and you know, there's nothing really that complicated about steaks, right? It's a pretty low-tech product. What we have done is embrace technology to make the quality experience with the steaks better. In other words, to improve the quality of the steaks, and to improve the service experience for our customers, and to improve the delivery experience, and to make sure that we are everywhere our customers want us to be. So while I wouldn't say that we're on the bleeding edge of technology, we've certainly been on the cutting edge, and we try to embrace as many things as we can as quickly as we can. An example of that would be the internet. We were on CompuServe in 1992 selling Omaha Steaks when people were still dialing in, and they had a very fledgling business, like kind of an online catalog business. In 1995, we were one of the first 10 merchants on AOL. And we didn't know exactly where this thing was going, but we knew we had to be there. And so we put resources towards it in proportion to what we thought it would deliver at that time, and then we ramped up along the way.
Well, that's interesting. You talk about those early internet access opportunities. How has social and digital changed your marketing mix as you look at the business today?
Well, you know, it's real. When you think about mix, you think about the evolution of both marketing channels and distribution channels over time. So at first we thought, for instance, that the internet was an advertising channel. It was kind of like buying media. And then we realized, you know, a couple years into it, that it wasn't a media buy. It was actually a sales channel, which is you know, a totally different way of thinking about it. And then social media, I think, has come along, and what we're realizing is that it's not starting out as a marketing channel. It's really starting out as a customer engagement channel, and through that, it's going to change the way we think about marketing. Because marketing heretofore, everybody's talked about one-on-one marketing and two-way marketing, but we really haven't had the tools to realize that up until now. And so what social is particularly giving us is the tools to have a real two-way conversation with our customers and learn what they like about Omaha Steaks, what they don't like.
Well, that's great feedback. Next question for you. How has your competitive set changed over the years? And are there any specific formats or companies that have been a particular challenge to you in your business?
When we started out in the business, or at least this is what my father says, when we started out in the late 50s selling gourmet steaks through the mail, there was another company in the business that was bigger than us. And they were primarily selling to businesses and primarily selling on the West Coast. So my father said, well, I don't even want to tangle with these guys. I'm going to sell to consumers and I'm going to sell on the East Coast. And that was the only reason he did what he did, but it turned out to be the very best decision because the East Coast had more people and consumers are more likely to buy Omaha steaks. So that got us off on a good direction with our direct competitors. Today, we view our competitors as really grocery stores and restaurants when we think about steaks. But when we think of ourselves as being in the experience business, which is really what we think about ourselves today, that we are selling an experience that brings people together, then our competitors are really anybody else that's doing that. I mean, our competitor could be Disneyland. Our competitor could be a restaurant. Our competitor could be you're going to the park with your family and cooking chicken breasts as opposed to Omaha steaks or whatever. And so so that's really been when we started to think about our business that we're in the experience business, it really changed our competitive set.
This is Robert Reese on Inside the Brand, where we speak with the brains behind the brand. We're here today with Todd Simon, who is the Senior Vice President of Omaha Steaks. We have a question from Clive.
Todd, you were talking about being in the experience business versus the steak business. If you were starting this company again in this new media and technology environment, what would you do differently?
That is a very interesting question, and one that my flip answer is, I think if today, with everything I know, I wouldn't start this business at all. And the reason I say that is not because we don't have great products, but because the distribution is such a huge challenge. We do it very, very well, and we've managed to sort of crack the code on it. But I think if today, if I looked at it like with sort of a business school mind, I'd say, wow, that distribution is so hard, I don't even think I'd try it. Now that we've already got it going and it works perfectly, you know, that's a whole different thing. I definitely think that we potentially could start the business completely on the social platform today.
Todd, thanks for being on Inside the Brand. I've heard you talk at a number of venues in the past, and you talk about the importance of people. And what I'd love to do is give our audience some insight into some of the challenges and opportunities of attracting and hiring and retaining great people in a family-owned business specifically.
So we spend a lot of time at Omaha Steaks thinking about talent. And there are specific skills that drive the customer experience that we want to make sure our team has. And so those skills are around caring and empathy. Those skills are around being able to own and solve a problem from start to finish. So we spend a lot of time looking for that kind of a skill in our people. And particularly, our people are the frontline people. That's the experience that our customer has with the company, are the people that are on the phones, the people in the customer service department, and in a lot of ways, the people who are responsible for making and cutting Omaha steaks. And so those people all have to have the ability to solve a problem quickly and to the benefit of the customer.
Well, one quick thing, 15 seconds, you've the most brilliant mission. Could you say that?
Yes, our mission is to deliver exceptional experiences that bring people together, guaranteed.
That's great. It does not have the word food, does not have the word steaks. And this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show. We've been speaking with Todd Simon, the Senior Vice President of Omaha Steaks, fifth generation incredible organization, and many people don't know, has some of the best hot dogs in the world as well. Great having you on the show.
Thanks, Robert.
Thanks for joining us for this week's Inside the Brand. Here's this week's Marketing Minute brought to you by Clive McLean, CEO of Euro RSCG Discovery.
Meet 22-year-old John Faulkner, because if you don't meet him, you'll never sell to him. Welcome to the Marketing Minute. John belongs to the youth segment we call cultural curators. He's educated, doesn't care about sports, but does expect you to be socially responsible. John is real, only his name has been changed. At EuroRSCG Discovery, we have his real name and profile, and 100 million other ones too. Now, there are Gen Y consumers you can reach with mass media, but John isn't one of them. With his social media habits, you'll only reach him on his turf, offering atomized content that he gets to pick and choose from. We know how to do that, and it's how you reach the Holy Grail. That's winning his trust so he'll share his social network with you. This is data-driven youth marketing. To find out more, go to www.insidethebrand.com. I'm Clive McLean, president of EuroRSCG Discovery, and that's your Marketing Minute.
Thanks for listening to this edition of Inside the Brand. Remember to go to insidethebrand.com, and you could listen to any of our shows, as well as if you listen to Inside the Brand After Dark, you could watch video clips of all of the CMOs, CEOs, and top marketers in America.